Next, let's look at point B. We're looking at the armor that the child of God needs to employ for divine protection against plagues and pestilences. This point says the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. So that is another armor that a child of God needs to take on in order to protect himself against the effect of pestilences and diseases. The blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. It says there, from the book of Exodus, we see that the blood of a lamb protected God's people from the plague. It says, discuss how this applies to us. Who will be able to comment on that? Who would like to comment on that? It says, from the book of Exodus, we understand that the blood of a lamb protected God's people from plague. Discuss how this applies to us. Who can comment on that? No, Pastor John, you have been speaking. Let somebody, I think you said there are 25 people there. Why are the others keeping quiet? Somebody who has not spoken. And that is how you teach a study like this. When you are teaching in the house fellowship unit, make sure everybody is contributing. Mary, you have spoken previously, haven't you? I want somebody who has not spoken. Okay, yes, God bless you. Yes, comment on that. No, look at what we are saying. It says, from the book of Exodus. Do you have your outline there? Look at B. We are talking about the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. It says, from the book of Exodus, we see that the blood of a lamb protected God's people from plague. Discuss how this applies to us. So how does that apply to us? Okay, yeah, go ahead. Okay, thank you. Okay, thank you. Thank you. Yes, that's a good contribution there. Now, in the book of Exodus, we are told that they applied the blood of the lamb. They did not apply the blood of goats. It was not the blood of cows. It was the blood of a lamb. And Jesus is called the Lamb of God. So you can see the relationship. In the Old Testament, it was the blood of a lamb. That lamb was a picture of the real lamb, the Lamb of God. So the blood of Jesus is also the blood of a lamb. Now, in the Old Testament, just like we're told just now, they have to strike the doorpost with the blood. They have to sprinkle the blood on the doorpost, on the lintels and the doorpost. And God said in Exodus chapter 12, verse 13, he said, the blood shall be to you for a protection where you are. When I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not touch you. That blood protected every house whose doorpost was marked with the blood. The house was protected. Are you understanding? Now, question is, what is the house today that we are to apply the blood to? The Bible says that we are the temple. Temple means a dwelling place. We are the temple of the living God. So when we apply the blood of Jesus over our lives, that is like applying it over the house in the Old Testament. So the blood of a lamb in the Old Testament is a picture of the blood of Jesus. In the Old Testament, they killed a lamb. In the New Testament, God provided a lamb. The lamb is the Son of God. In the Old Testament, they marked their houses with the blood. The front door, they marked with the blood. In the New Testament, we are the house of God. Our lives are covered with that blood. When somebody gets born again, that blood is applied to you. Amen. Very soon we'll see another way to apply the blood. Now, in Joshua chapter 2, verses 17 to 19, somebody read for us. Okay, praise God. Now, look at what is there. That was when God wanted to judge Jericho. Rahab, the harlot, got hold of the news and then struck a deal with the spies to protect her and protect her family. And they agreed, but on the condition that she would tie the scarlet curled down her window. The word scarlet means red. It was a red cord. And that is a picture of blood. Red is the color of blood. So that is actually pointing to the blood of protection. And they told her, anyone who is in your house, where you tie this cord, that person will be protected. If anybody goes outside the house, we are not going to be responsible. So those who are under the covering of the blood are safe from destruction. Very important. Look at Acts chapter 20, verse 28. God purchased his church with his own blood. That's the blood of Jesus. Everyone who is truly born again was paid for with the blood of Jesus Christ. So a child of God can take hold of that blood as a protective covering. Now the next point says, suggest practical ways in which a believer can apply the blood of Jesus for protection. Well, let me explain that. You just simply apply faith and say, I cover myself with the blood of Jesus. Wake up every morning. I cover my family with the blood of Jesus. As we are going out today, I declare that no plague will touch us, no plague will touch my family. I cover myself with the blood of Lord Jesus. Ebola virus will not touch me, will not touch my wife, will not touch my children, will not touch my husband. I cover my husband with the blood of Lord Jesus. I cover my children with the blood of Lord Jesus. I cover myself with the blood of Lord Jesus. When you do that, you are applying faith to the blood. So even though you are born again, you deliberately apply faith by saying you cover yourself with the blood. You want to eat food, I cover this food with the blood of Lord Jesus. So anywhere you are going, you apply the blood. By faith, you declare with your mouth that you are covered with the blood of Lord Jesus. Now, that is a very important way to apply the blood. Let me give you this illustration. A man of God said that one day, a Christian sister came to him and said that she was having a strange problem in her house. Because anytime she puts money somewhere, the money will vanish. She thought it was her husband that was taking the money. So one day, she couldn't bear it anymore. And so she confronted her husband and said to her husband, if you want money, why don't you just tell me you want money instead of stealing my money? Anytime I keep money, you take. And you don't even have the courtesy to ask me for the money. The husband said to her, is it because I've been keeping quiet? Are you not the one that has been stealing my money too? Anywhere I keep my money, you take it. Anywhere I keep my money, you take it. So they now realized that they were not stealing from each other, but something strange was happening in the house. Anytime they keep money somewhere, it will vanish. So the man of God said, the solution is simple. He said to her, next time you want to put money somewhere, put that money there and say, I cover this money with the blood of Lord Jesus. And see what happens. She said that was the last time she had that problem. Once she said she covered with the blood of Lord Jesus, you go and come back, the money is still there. Whatever was stealing the money was no longer stealing it. So you can see that when you cover something with the blood of Lord Jesus, the devil has enough sense to keep a distance. So it's a practical way to cover yourself with the blood of Lord Jesus. What we have said here is that number one, for somebody to be covered with the blood of Lord Jesus, that person needs to be born again. Then number two, the person needs to be able to, by faith, apply the blood of Jesus over his life and over everything that has to do with him. So that whether it is Ebola or whatever it is called, will not be able to touch the person. This has to be done by faith. It's not just words you speak without meaning. You have to speak it, believing it in your heart. Because everything in the kingdom works by faith. Is that understood? Yeah? You don't convince the person. The person you deal with is somebody who is born again. If somebody who is not born again, you cannot tell the person to apply the blood. He doesn't know what you are talking about. But when somebody is born again, he knows that Jesus is real. He knows that the word of God is true. And so when you tell him to apply the blood, he knows what you are talking about. But if you go and tell an unbeliever that if you apply the blood, he will give you a slap. He doesn't know what you are talking about. So this is not for anybody who is not born again. If you have family members that are not born again, you will be the one just praying for them and asking God to have mercy on them. But don't tell them to cover themselves with the blood of Lord Jesus, because they don't have a right to use that blood. Yeah? Yes. Well, people have all sorts of practices that they are doing. As long as they have proper explanation for what they are doing and they are able to carry their people along, well, I don't have any quarrel with that. But obviously, blood is thicker than water. So anybody who is using water to represent blood is operating on another level. I don't understand what that is. I think the best thing is to tell the people, I am releasing my faith into this water, since that's the level at which you can operate. So when you drink the water, you believe that my faith is working for you. But don't tell them that that's the blood of Jesus. People should take hold of the word of God. That's the best thing. But somehow, sometimes you find that people are operating on a level where they have to touch something. They have to feel something before they can believe anything. In such situations, maybe their pastor can help them like that. But the problem with that kind of thing is that it soon creates situations where people's faith are more in pomade, more in water than it is in the word of God. That one is a problem in itself. Okay, now let's go on. Number C, the name of the Lord. That's another armor that a child of God can take on, the name of the Lord. He says, there is awesome power in the name of the Lord, and when that name is applied by faith, power is released for protection. Discuss this from the following scriptures. So we are going to the next point now, which says that there is protection in the name of the Lord. Look at Proverbs 18:10. Amen. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and they are safe. So there is power in the name. And the name of the Lord we are talking about here is the name of Jesus. There is power in that name. The Bible says it's a strong tower. The righteous run into it and is safe. Now you need to understand that in the Old Testament, the tower was a place of protection. You run into it, it's like running into a fortress. Somebody is chasing you and you run in there, you are covered, you are protected. And it likened that to the name of the Lord. It says it's a strong tower. You run in there and you are safe. So a child of God needs to know how to take the name of the Lord for a protection. Look at John chapter 17, verse 11. John 17, 11. Okay, John chapter 17 is actually the Lord's prayer. That's when the Lord was praying before he went to the cross. If you look at verse 11, he said, Father, keep through your own name those whom you have given to me. So there's a keeping power in the name. Keep through your own name. So there is power in the name to keep. To keep means to protect from destruction. Keep through your own name. Now look at Philippians chapter 2, verses 9 to 11. Yes. Amen. It says that God has highly exalted Jesus and has given him a name that is above every name. That name, every knee shall bow. Whether it regards things in heaven or things on earth or things underneath the earth, everything is subject to the authority of that name. They are commanded to bow, Ebola included. Every knee bows to the authority of that name. So that's very important. But you've got to release that name by faith. It's not just calling the name simply because you know how to pronounce the word J-E-S-U-S. But when you say Jesus, it should connect with your faith. When you call that name by faith and command the situation to bow, that situation has no choice but to bow. God has passed a decree that that name is above every name. That at that name, every knee should bow. Every knee should bow of things in heaven, of things on earth, and things underneath the earth. And every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord and Master to whom everyone is subject. Wow, that's important. Look at 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 45. You can see there, David told Goliath that he was coming against him with a name. Goliath thought he was playing. The boy didn't know what he was talking about. But David understood there was power in the name. I am coming against you with a name, in the name of the Lord. So you can go out against Ebola with the name. There's power in the name of the Lord. The name of the Lord that we have in the New Testament is Jesus. In the Old Testament, we have different names for God. Jehovah Nissi, Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Shekinu, Jehovah and all, El Shalom, and all of that. But in the New Testament, we have only one, and that is Jesus. And that name summarizes all of them together. There's power in that name. Look at Luke chapter 10, verse 17. Amen. The 70 returned again with joy, and they said to the Lord, Lord, even the devils are subject to us in your name. The devil bows his knees when you release that name by faith. The disciples were surprised. The 70 were surprised. They didn't realize there was power in that name. But when they went out and they were confronted by demons and they released the authority of that name, they saw that the demons bowed to them. So every demon behind Ebola bows to the name of Jesus. And that is true. Yes, it bows. Look at Matthew chapter 7, verse 22. Amen. You see, it says that they will come, Daddy, and say, Lord, in your name we cast out devils. So that tells you that devils are subject to that name. He said they will come to him on that day. He said, in your name we did many wonderful works. In your name we cast out devils. Till today, demons and devils are still subject to the authority of the name of Jesus. Now, what you do is to take that name with you. Declare when you wake up, I cover myself with the name of Jesus. I cover my family with the name of Jesus. Before you put any food in your mouth, speak a blessing over it. I declare this food blessed and sanctified in the name of Jesus. You see, you have to release faith in that name. As I'm going to bed, I declare that I'm covered in the name of Jesus. Now, when you release faith in that name, when you release that name and you release it by faith, power is released because there is authority in that name. It's not ordinary name. So that is another armor.